potential economic improvement. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today says the country's economy is improving as the nation's inflation rate dropped slightly last month.
Economists look at a measure of inflation that ignores food and energy prices, and they call it core inflation. That's about the lowest amount in several months.
A government report released today shows consumer prices jumped 8.5% last month compared to a year earlier, down from a 9.1% year-over-year jump in June. Former President Trump was questioned under oath today in New York Attorney General's long-running civil investigation into his business dealings. That civil investigation, led by State Attorney General Letitia James, involves allegations that Trump's company misstated the value of prized assets like golf courses and skyscrapers, misleading lenders and tax authorities. Trump, in a statement, saying he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights and declined to answer any questions. There's growing concern about the safety of senior federal law enforcement officials following this week's execution of a search warrant at the Florida home of former President Trump.
Authorities are keeping close watch of social media posts, spotting a significant increase in threats aimed at FBI agents, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Sources tell Fox News the threats continue at a steady pace online. Justice Department security procedures are not made public. Republican lawmakers have raised serious concerns about the search warrant issued for Mar-a-Lago as part of an investigation believed to be focused on documents taken from the White House when former President Trump left office.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Department of Justice today saying it's charged an Iranian operative in a plot to kill John Bolton. He was former President Trump's national security advisor at one time. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Two soldiers have died in a training exercise in Georgia.
An Army spokesman telling Fox 5 in Atlanta the two soldiers from Fort Benning died Monday afternoon from a weather-related incident on Yonah Mountain in northeast Georgia. There were severe thunderstorms in the area at the time, with winds reported at more than 60 miles an hour. The Army's Ranger School uses that area for training exercises. Three other soldiers were injured. Their conditions and the names of the soldiers killed withheld until the soldiers' families can be told. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
British health authorities say they will offer a polio booster dose to children aged 1 to 9 in London after finding evidence the virus has been spreading in multiple regions of the capital. There have not yet been any confirmed cases of the paralytic disease in people. Voters in Missouri will soon decide whether recreational marijuana will become legal in the state.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says more than the required number of signatures were collected to place the question on the ballot. Voters will be asked if state residents age 21 or older should be allowed to possess, consume, purchase, and cultivate marijuana. Passage would levy a 6% sales tax, raising tens of millions for addiction treatment, veteran services, and other programs. The ballot question will also ask if nonviolent pot offenses should be automatically taken off the books. Secretary of State Ashcroft says voters should study the complicated question now before entering a voting booth. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A judge in Michigan has ruled that the city of Saginaw violated the Constitution by chalking tires to enforce parking limits. But in his ruling, the judge says the city won't be forced to refund thousands of tickets, but must pay vehicle owners nominal damages of $1 for each of those markings. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.